Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, JP Sebastian. He is a film critic taking a look at some of the movies that we can look forward to on the big screen. A very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I've caught up, I think, sufficient sleep since the Oscars, so I'm running on about 2 hours for one.
All right. I need to talk to you about the Oscars because they were absolutely lambasted. I don't think that I read a positive review of it anywhere just about. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm a sucker for Steven Soderbergh. Whenever I see that man's name, people might, associate him obviously with Traffic or, Logan Lucky was the most recent movie that he did. And it was great to see his design on that. So the entire thing was designed as a movie set was to me very impressive.
So I actually liked that as well.
What kind of things you were reading?
So I happen to like that, but I didn't see a lot positive. I saw people saying it was lackluster, it was boring, it was unfunny, it was preachy, and one of the comments that did resonate for me, and yes, I do have to accept that it came, I think, from Piers Morgan, who is not necessarily the biggest fan of Hollywood or anything around this, but one of the comments that he did make that resonated for me was that after the year that we've had the almost the job of Hollywood and the Oscars was just to entertain us, just make us feel like there's life, that life is worth living, that there's a bit of hope and optimism and humor. And he said he came away feeling quite depressed. Now, he was always going to feel depressed around this. So again, I do have to accept that. But I have to say that I did kind of hear what he was saying. It didn't feel inspiring. It didn't feel like it had the glamour and the charm.
I mean, despite not having the millions of dollars that Piers Morgan has, I do not have that. I do not have the luxury to, say, for example, see a therapist or go for mid-afternoon mocktails or what have you.
Absolutely.
To me, I think it's obscene to ask for, okay, obscene is a strong word, but for art not to try and actually be critical, especially as we feel like we're in the end days.
I think
escapism, as far as I'm concerned, that I'm not the gospel on this. And one day I'll feel one way and another day I'll feel another.
But escapism to me
is a luxury. A movie is such a gift. Film is such a gift. You're sitting in a laboratory setting with only your intellect and you're being confronted with your prejudices on screen. You're being asked to examine yourself in a room where no one else is judging you. Like, if you're feeling judged by that, then, I don't know, you need to get outside and actually touch human flesh and be shouted at by another person who loves you.
Right.
But, yeah, so to me, the more critical, the better. That's just my flavor, really.
So that's interesting because it's a completely different philosophy than with regard to, I mean, obviously the big concern was that there were low, very, very low figures. But that also might have been the fact that many of us, I mean, I have not been to a cinema in more than a year. So I don't know if we didn't feel connected to what was really going on in terms of the awards.
I know that even for myself, like watching something as simple as a football match, like in the mire of this despair, it does feel, which I do, you know, I do try to let my hair down like anyone else. Mm. But imagine trying to watch something frivolous about sparkly, pretty lights or whatever. Maybe some people just weren't in the mood for, and
it would have gone the other way. They would have had a backlash there as well because the same Piers Morgan could have written an article saying, how delusional are you? The whole world is suffering and you're talking about Versace and Armani and who you're wearing with all the glitz and while the rest of us are locked in our, okay, not him, but the rest of us are locked in our semi-mediocre homes. So they really were damned either way.
And in fact, it sounds pretty much like any authority's vaccine response, which we know across the board has been bad across the world. But you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You can't please anyone at this point, which I think is fair to humans. That's just, man, it's such a hard time. And so anyway, they might have run into that exact wall that you're talking about. They can't win. They can't, it's a lose-lose situation.
Right. Okay, so let's just move on to the first thing I want to ask you in terms of what is coming to the big screen is, and in fact we were having this conversation at home, we are really crazy about movies, my one son is particularly, and he was saying he's actually worried. Is there is this industry going to survive in the traditional way that we can go to cinemas, or is it all really going to be changing? What do you think it's going to look like? And then let's lead on to some of the movies that that are going to be released.
Okay, I'll try and be real quick. So the thing is, with as our position as South Africans is relatively privileged, given whatever communications laws, ins and outs, and loopholes and all that. This allows a lot of the major studios from having streaming services here. So there are fantastic movies like Luca, which is coming out soon. Mm. It's a Pixar movie. And Disney is immediately shelving that to their streaming service in the United States, which is such a shame to the people who created that beautiful piece of art. You should watch the trailer for it. It's gorgeous. And it took them 5 years to do, and now all of them are feeling pretty hard sore about being shoved on streaming.
Mm,
whereas in South Africa, we don't have access to, say, Disney Plus as of yet. So we still have this luxury parallel theater/streaming opportunity. So weirdly, there might be a chance that we hold out a bit longer in South Africa, but only time will tell. We definitely still will get major, say, for example, Disney releases and Warner Brothers and Universal to big screen first, because we don't have their proprietary streaming services on SA soil just yet. So if I may, I'll tell you what you and your son might be able to look out for. What's his flavor? What does he love?
Well, he's a massive Tarantino, it's sort of that kind of, and I guess anything to do with the whole superhero genre.
So he'll be happy with the showcase that Marvel just released.
Yes.
But that's just a little tidbit in the taster that we don't know all the details, because if you do try and say anything, Disney will send a SWAT team through your roof if you try and spoil anything beforehand. But for the action pack, for anyone looking for a bit of, I actually had the most cardio I've had in months watching A Quiet Place. Remember that, with Emily Blunt?
Wow, yes.
A terrifying horror that kept me on the edge of my seat. My thigh muscles were braced at all times, and A Quiet Place 2 releases at the end of this month, giving us a bit more of a background, not that we need it, into what these alien beings are, that no one, humans basically cannot make a single noise, whether organic or knocking over anything when we're walking around on this now barren, invaded planet that we live on. And Emily Blunt, man, head to toe, she is, needless to say, such a fantastic actress, and plays across this horrifying scene of a mother trying to sire her family through this quiet planet, or risk getting her face chewed off by an alien who hates noise. that's one that I'm really looking forward to, and if you're into superhero stuff, or you're into the kind of tension that Tarantino can create, I'd look out for that at the end of this month. But this week, I suppose, the woman in another tight spot is Angelina Jolie.
Uh-huh.
There's a movie called Those Who Wish Me Dead, releasing on big screen. And it looks like, you know, sort of Scorpse Kitten, Dawn of B-grade kind of action. That said, though, it is directed by Taylor Sheridan, who previously wrote Sicario, starring Emily Blunt, which was super tense, you might remember, with Benicio del Toro, one of the best we have.
Right.
And also directed Wind River, which I recommend to anyone. It was magnificent. So while it's action, he might do something quite cerebral and sort of heartfelt. The story being that Angelina Jolie is a firefighter, which right now is but, you know, I suppose all the praise we can heap on those people who deserve it, who is, in a contrived sense, trying to save a child who was a witness to a murder, but being sandwiched with a wildfire on the other side of things. So I doubt you need to bring all two brain cells to this one, but maybe it could be enough of a thrill ride for, and especially for the Angelina fans. I wonder where she's been for a while.
Right. Right. So, so these are the big ones coming up, being released in the next couple of months.
If we have time, I could tell you about a tiny one that's very exciting. So that's, by the way, the Angelina one is this week, and I know I'm hopping around, but May 21st, which is, 2 weeks from now, really keep this on your radar, please, everyone. It's a movie from Lesotho that is knocking it out the park with critics. It won a Sundance Award for visionary filmmaking.
Wow.
And it won 3 Durban International Film Festival Awards. And if I'll just quickly read you, people love numbers for rating movies. RogerEbert.com gave it 10 out of 10. Pace Magazine gave it 10 out of 10. Sorry, 9.5. Playlist gave it 9. New York Times gave it 9. Variety gave it 9. Watch the trailer for it. It is, like all the critics say, in a completely cliche sense, spellbinding. It's weird. It's striking visually.
Oh, we love weird.
Who knows? Yeah, and in the sense of Pedro Almodovar, kind of weird looking.
What's this one called, did you say?
Man, I didn't even get to the name. I'm just all wrapped up in eye. This is not a burial. It's a resurrection. And it stars veterans Jerry Mofokeng, who we know, and sadly Mary Twala, who is the lead and passed away last year. Didn't get to see her film released.
Right.
But man, it looks magnificent. Please, South Africans, do yourselves a favor.
What a name. This is not a burial. It's a resurrection.
It is a line in the sand, because the character is this woman who recently loses her son. And Mary Twala, she's this woman who is in her old age, feels like she has nothing left to lose. And her village is now being displaced by a reservoir project, which I think Lesotho underwent a lot of for our benefit, and takes it upon herself to become sort of a mini revolutionary to her village, leading them both spiritually and militarily against this forced displacement from the land that she buried her son in.
Absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, that is where we do need to leave it. They are gesturing at me wildly because we meant to go to the news. JP Sebastian, film critic, thank you as always for chatting to us.